The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. And you guys asked for it. You absolutely got it. You said, I need a Major League Baseball futures episode. Well, guess what? Opening day is tomorrow. So we come at you today. So all of you joining us live, thank you very much. If you're watching this tonight on demand, we welcome you also. It's going to be a big year. It's going to be a busy year. So for that, I bring in 3 of my absolute very best. First and foremost, he's brand new to the Early Edge brand. He's brand new to Sportsline. We're excited to have him. A-Max, welcome back, big boy. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited and we were talking a little bit about it a moment ago, but the season's upon us. It went quick. It feels like the off season did. And, you know, I couldn't be more excited to just dive back into some of these stats and analysis as the season goes on. So thanks for having me.
Talk before the show. What are you talking about? We don't talk before the show. That never happens. Now, this man cashed his ticket in the WBC. And what a final it was, too. I tailed you. I cashed at least for one game. Matthew Snyder, congratulations on Japan.
Thank you very much. And I have to admit, A-Max and I exchanged DMs about it because he said, like, hey, congrats on taking Japan and winning. And I was like, yeah, I kind of panicked before the final and actually hedged and took USA in the final.
Oh!
Like, gave a little bit back there. Maybe I shouldn't have admitted that. Maybe, but hey, I've got to be honest here with the Early Edge crew.
Hey, we're the most transparent show in all of sports betting. So we got to be honest. And honestly, this man's an absolute savage. And when he shows up, I don't care if it's college baseball or Major League Baseball. You better listen. He's our 5-tool player, AB. Good afternoon.
Coach, what's good, man? Good to see you. Look, A-Max, first off, welcome in. Snyder, welcome back. And remember, not only was Snyder crushing that in the WBC, remember he came out live for the World Series from the World Series last year and was just drilling it game by game by game. So, yeah, we got an all-star career, man. Excited.
Yeah, by the way, John in the chat says, I love the hat, A-Max. Let's go, Yankees.
Yes, that's sir.
Where we're going to.
He loves one hat. I've got like 30 up there.
Yeah. Dude, I was going to say, dude, Snyder's coming live from a lid store. It's awesome.
Yeah. Not my usual setting. Usually I'm in a hotel on the road somewhere and I have to find a spot in the room. So it's nice to be at home.
Well, this looks good. It's good to have you at home. All right, here's what we're going to do here on this show. We're going to go through every single division. We're going to keep it moving. Then we're going to do league winners, World Series champions, and that's all you are going to need. So, gentlemen, if you don't mind, let's get things started. We're going to start in the American League East. To nobody's surprise, Aaron Judge is back, and the Yankees are the betting favorite. But is that where we're putting our money as far as winning the American League East? A-Max, you're brand new with us. Let me start with you. Who do you like coming out of this division?
Yeah, so this is going to be one of the most competitive divisions, I think, as we saw last year. It'll definitely be again this year. I'm going to be going with the Blue Jays here as the top team. I think the additions of, you know, guys like Chris Bassitt, you know, their bullpen is definitely strong with Romano. I think he can take a step forward as their closer. So a lot to like about the Blue Jays from a pitching side of things. The lineup is very deep as well. You've got Bo Bichette, you've got Vlad Guerrero. So I'm taking the Blue Jays up top to win the division. I even threw in a little nugget there for Vlad Guerrero to lead the majors in home runs at plus 1,000. Going to be moving the fences in this year for Rogers Center, 10 feet and left. about 20 feet in right center there. So I think there's more home runs for him to be had. And people forget he hit 48 home runs 2 years ago. So I like Vlad there to lead in home runs, plus 1,000.
Look at that little added nugget right there, a little plus 1,000 play. I didn't know about the fences, so thank you very much for that. So, Matthew, I'm going to come to you because he likes the Blue Jays, even though he's a Yankees fan. Last year, they really struggled down the stretch. What makes you think, because you agree with AMAX, that this could be their year?
Yeah, they underachieved almost all year last year, and they still won 92 games. I feel like if you look at Bo Bichette and Vlad Guerrero, that is the foundation of the offense, and both of them had years where their numbers looked pretty good, but they could seem to be a lot more consistent. Bichette's numbers were buoyed by like two huge weeks in early September there where he totally got back on track. I think on the whole, they're a much more well-rounded team. They added Kiermaier for defense, for example. They traded Teoscar Hernandez. They brought Dalton Varsho in, who can catch a little bit but also play outfield. The lineup's a lot more balanced. Jose Berrios cannot be any worse, I don't think, at least. And that's behind a pair of aces in Gausman and Manoa. One thing to watch on this division as a whole, though, take a look at those totals and look at the overs, because the schedule last year, everybody played 76 games against the other four teams in their division combined. This year, it's down to 52. The AL East teams beat up on each other. The Red Sox, for example, were 26-50 against the rest of the AL East. Those games are replaced with games against like the Royals and Tigers and A's. So I like a lot of the overs in the AL East.
All right. Well, we've got a question from the chat already. Big Cheesy 707. He says Tampa Bay under 89.5. That's a minus 130. Your thoughts, Matthew?
That's probably about right on for me. I like them to finish third, but if anything, I might go over just because of what I just said. I feel like there's a little bit of cushion in there. Each team, you can probably bump two or three wins.
So far, two amazing nuggets that I didn't even know, and I do my homework. So the man who invented the Chick-fil-A nugget on Sundays is AB. So AB, you agree with the other two, but why don't you like the other teams that Orioles, Rays, Yankees, they all had decent years last year. Not great, but decent.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll keep it simple. And first off, what Snyder just said about the scheduling is unbelievably important to understand. It is a completely different schedule that teams are going to face. It's going to help some and it's going to hurt some. So understand that one. It's incredibly important. But like you just said, Coach, I like the Blue Jays. They're one of the best hitting teams in baseball. They've won 90-plus games in two straight years. Look, this team could do it, and they're going to do it by hitting. Now, you ask why I don't like some of the other teams. I'll go right at the Yankees, and AMAX, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Yankees won 99 games last year. Aaron Judge obviously had the season that he did. He's not going to replicate that at all. I'm not saying Judge is going to have a bad season, but I think that everything went right for New York, and I do not believe that it's going to happen that way again. I think the Blue Jays have everything in front of them. That's why I like Toronto here. Again, the Yankees be good, but they're not winning 99.
By the way, David in the chat says, first time MLB better. Don't steer me wrong, boys. David, it doesn't matter the damn sport. That's not what we do. We're all family here. We take care of each other. We play together every single time.
Coach, I'll give you a nugget too, not to interrupt you here, but for my man David and anybody else, all right, the Blue Jays, their opening series is against the St. Louis Cardinals, okay? The Blue Jays scored 8-plus runs twice against the Cardinals in their wins last year. They've had fun hitting against St. Louis, so something to keep an eye on here.
Interesting. I feel like the Cardinals are going to be a big topic on this show today. Just a hunch. All right, let's move on to the second division in the American League, and it's the American League Central. The Cleveland Guardians are your betting favorites at plus 125. There you see the numbers on the White Sox, Twins, Tigers, and the Royals. AMAX, I'm coming back to you because once again, you went above and beyond. You gave me a pick and another little lean. Talk to me.
Yeah, so something that I already released on my Twitter, maybe even about a month ago now, it was the White Sox under 86.5 wins. That number's down to 84, 83, somewhere in there. I just don't think that they're going to have the firepower. You know, you've got a new manager as well. You brought in a bunch of new guys there, so I took them under. I went with the Twins, actually, as the winner here for the division. I think maybe their number is showing them just a little bit of disrespect. I mean, they added Pablo Lopez. I really like him as an arm for them. Joe Ryan, I think, can take a step forward for their rotation as well. Added Tyler Mahle. You know, there's a lot of things to like about this team. And if Byron Buxton, if we can just get one single season from this guy where he stays healthy, just play over 100 games. I mean, you know, a guy like him, if he's in the lineup every day, that's super impactful. You brought Carlos Correa back. So there's definitely some moves that I like that this team has made and some younger guys that can make an impact. And, you know, the Twins, like I said, I think maybe they're being a little bit disrespected with the number plus 220 to win the division. So I went with them.
All right, Reed, he agrees with you. He says, fade the White Sox. They have talent, but no depth. And over 162 games, you got to have depth. So AMAX is on the under for the White Sox and the Twins to win the division. So, Maddie, come to you. You disagree with AMAX. Why and who?
Not strongly. I'm on the Guardians, but I don't have the best conviction here. The main thing I was looking at in this division is kind of opposite of what I was saying on the AL East. And in looking at the schedule, the AL Central might be the weakest division in baseball. I definitely think the two Centrals are the weakest. So if we go back to what I was mentioning in the AL East on the schedule, the Guardians beat up on the rest of the Central last year. They have a lot fewer games to be able to beat up on the rest of the Central. So I like the under there, but I still think they're going to win the division. Maybe that sounds like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but I think it's going to be something like Guardians winning the division with 86 wins, Twins 85, 84. So that's why I said my conviction's not strong. Run prevention's still big in Cleveland, and they still have Terry Francona. So if anything, that's going to be my tiebreaker. I'm on the Guardians, but I don't have huge conviction on it.
Yeah, but you're not talking out of both sides of your mouth, because I haven't seen anybody talk about this scheduling thing. And it seems like, to me, it's a really, really big deal. It's a really big deal.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought it up. So I get it. By the way, little added bonus for you, everybody, in the chat. Berg Betts, one of our Early Edge crew members, he's in there. You have any questions for him? He'll be doing baseball for us later in the year. Still focused on basketball right now. But you have any questions, put him in there. He will answer them in real time. AB, tell me why you agree with Matthew.
Yep, completely agree. Guardians here. But what he just said, again, the scheduling part, teams that have beaten up on bad divisions are not going to have that in front of them. It's not going to mean that the teams aren't going to be good, but win totals, things like that, are going to change a little bit. Now, you look at the Guardians. All right, this team has been super consistent. They've won 92-plus games in five of the last six seasons. All right, this team is solid. But, you know, they're not like the Blue Jays where, like, they just go out and mash you, right? Like, I mean, they can hit okay. It's kind of, you know, around rank 10, somewhere around there, 12, someone, you know, in Major League Baseball. But how they get down is that they're efficient offensively. They're pretty good defensively. They're actually better. They're a top 10 team in terms of, you know, runs allowed to opponents. So, again, they're not the most flashy team ever, but they just go out and play consistently game after game after game. So, yeah, I'm rolling with the Guardians here, the division. There's just nobody that can really take it. Hey, Mags, I kind of like the play, but nah, I like the Guardians.
Now, I tell you what, A-Mags might have just got the kiss of death. Guess who likes him in the chat, AB?
Oh, no.
Yes. Big Cheesy 707. He says, I really like this capper, AMAX. I also took the under on the White Sox win. Synergy. Uh-oh, AMAX. Big Cheesy likes you. That could be the kiss of death. That's all I'm saying.
I'll ride with him. I'll ride with Big Cheesy.
Yeah.
Said nobody ever on the internet. Let's go. All right. Now, we got to get to the American League West. But before we do that, we've got some expensive talent at CBS. Got to pay them. Here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get breaking news.
Big news coming out of the NFL today.
Highlights and instant reactions.
The largest final round comeback in four championship history. We're down to the final four.
I just want to take time to analyze greatness.
Talk winners and losers with a guy who's already a big winner.
CBS Sports HQ. It's all sports all day long.
Hey, Mags, you want to know who you got in bed with just now? You want to know who you got in bed with just now? When we run that promo on CBS Sports HQ, we lift everybody up. We talk about the Early Edge crew on HQ all the time. Big Cheesy said, I don't see any of the Early Edge crew in that promo. Are you guys truly on HQ? Are you good enough? Are you the B team? That's who you just got in bed with. He calls us the B team. But we still love him. He's Big Cheesy, baby. He's Big Cheesy. Let's go. All right, American League West, 20 minutes from where I'm sitting right here, right now. It's Shohei Ohtani fever. He wins Japan in the WBC. We're talking about a $600 million contract, which would be foolish. But that's what they're talking about. Houston, they are the betting favorites overwhelmingly. Minus 200, are you serious right now? Mariners, Angels, Rangers, A's, thanks for coming. If you're the A's, is it worth a sprinkle at plus 25,000 just to win the division? I think it might. So, Maddie, let me start with you. In this division, do you agree that the Astros should be minus 200?
Yeah. I mean, it's you looked at it, it's not very juicy at all. But I just, even though I like the Mariners, I like the Angels' chances to be maybe a wild card team and make a little bit of a dent there. I just can't find any other road than the Astros winning the division again. I know that a lot of people focus on them losing Justin Verlander, but they still got Framber Valdez, Christian Javier, Lance McCullers once he comes back from injury after a month or so. They have so much organizational depth, which is what for years we've talked about the Dodgers having and what Amex, when he was talking about the White Sox, they don't have that. The Astros can just plug and play, and they're so good and so deep. I just can't see anybody beating them. And even though they're going to start the year down, as I said, McCullers, but also Altuve, who got hit with a pitch in the World Baseball Classic. I like Yordan Alvarez as kind of a smart bet on MVP if you don't want to take the chalk and Ohtani there. The Astros are head and shoulders for me above everybody else.
Okay. hey, Max. That was a lot of information from Maddie. He's very, very smart. How smart do you think he is?
I think that he's definitely on this one. You know, minus 200 is not something I want to bet, especially with the future. But if you're just asking who I think is going to win the division, it would be the Astros. This is probably the most locked up division, I think, of all of them. But the Mariners could definitely make some noise. I'm not sure about overtaking the Astros for the division. But especially to get into the playoffs and even make a little bit of a run in the playoffs, I think the Mariners have done some nice stuff to improve their team. You know, Teoscar Hernandez already touched on from the Blue Jays. I think that he could have an amazing season in this lineup. A few other pieces that they've added in terms of pitching I like as well in the bullpen. So the Mariners can make some noise, but I think it's definitely the Astros if you're looking just at winning the division. Minus 200 isn't something I would bet. Maybe if you like the Astros and you want to get on it, since Altuve, McCullers, those guys, you know, Hunter Brown, they're not starting the year in the majors. You can maybe look to bet them, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks into the season if that minus 200 is, you know, maybe minus 120. So,
yeah, there's really only one sport that here on the Early Edge we even condone a minus 200 play, and that is MMA. But that's a fight that's over in 15 minutes. I do not want to have a minus 200 sitting in my queue for the next 5 months. Yuck. I still might do it, though. Now, AB, I will tell you this. There is one man who is very happy that baseball season is back because he's been losing millions since he won millions last October or November, and that's Mattress Mack. And I just saw he put a bunch more money on the Astros to win it all this year. Do you agree the Astros will at least come out of this division right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we just spoke about the Guardians and, you know, them winning 92-plus wins in five of their last six seasons. Like, that sounds great, right? The Astros have done 100-plus wins in four of their last five seasons. Like, this team is unbelievable. Yeah, they did lose Verlander, but as Snyder said, I mean, they've got Framber Valdez, who legitimately has a sinker that disappears. Like, you can't hit it. This guy's unbelievable. And you look at what they did last year in terms of their pitching. All right. Opposing runs per game, they were second in Major League Baseball. ERA, second in Major League Baseball. WHIP, second in Major League Baseball. Like, this team is loaded not only at the plate, but pitching as well. And you have Dusty Baker as a manager who's legitimately seen everything in baseball. He knows how to handle every situation. This team is too good. That being said, though, if you look at the odds, and Snake, if you could put those up real quick, if you are wanting to fade the Astros, what you do, all right, you take a look at the Mariners and you take a look at the Angels, okay? So plus 350, plus 800. If you want to take a shot, all right, put the same amount of money on the Mariners and the Angels, two different bets, okay? Now you can combine those two numbers and you have two teams that you profit regardless if either of those, the Mariners or Angels, win the division. So if you want to fade, do that. That's your best bet because the Rangers and the A's are not doing this. It's going to be one of those two teams. But, man, it's tough. Like, bad things have to happen to Houston. Bad things.
Yeah, yeah. Real quick, didn't Hernandez A-Max get – didn't he win an arbitration or something? Like a big new contract in, for the Mariners I'm talking about?
I'm not 100% sure on that. It was a trade, so I'm not 100% sure where he stands in terms of arbitration, how many arbs years he has left.
Who's the young kid? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong player for the Mariners. He was a stud last year.
Julio Rodriguez.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Gigantic contract.
Yeah. I was just saying the wrong name. I apologize. Real quick, chat question for you, Maddie. Over under on the Mariners, 86.5. That's from Tom from Pittsburgh.
Man, that's almost dead on. I'll go over. I've got them as one of the wild card teams. And I, again, to go back on the schedule thing, the West and the East are stronger than the Central. So I could see them getting back around the 90 win range. Yeah, I like the over there.
Okay. All right, Tom. And Tom, we'll get to the other one when we get to – oh, wait, look where we've arrived. Look how that – great producing. Really great hosting as well. NL East, gentlemen, that's where we're going. NL East. And look, the Atlanta Braves, they are your betting favorite. But – the Mets not that far behind. And then the Phillies, they won't get Bryce Harper back till maybe the All-Star break they're talking about. Maybe later than that. Marlins and the Nationals. Whew, how far are the Nationals fallen? Wasn't that long ago. Now they're plus 20,000 to come out of their own division. What? All right, A-Mags, let's start with you. Plus 100. And as always, my man steps up. Talk to me.
Yeah, so with this division, we saw Edwin Diaz go down, and that kind of took some of the numbers on the Mets down a little bit and gave the Braves a little bit more of an edge. But when you look at the Braves lineup, super deep, you know, they added Murphy behind the dish. That's a big move for them. And you know, of course, they've got guys like Matt Olson. Acuna is going to be back healthy this year. The pitching is definitely developing. You know, people forget Max Fried is not an old guy. He can continue to take steps forward as an ace for them. You're getting guys like Charlie Morton, you know, just these pitchers that have been around the block. They can instill some confidence in younger guys. And like I said, the lineup is definitely going to hit. I went with the Braves up top, and I actually like them. And I'll talk about it a little later. I like them to go a bit deeper this year. But the rest of the division, as you said, I mean, we did see the Nationals, I think it maybe was plus 5,000, plus 4,000 at the start of the year when they won the World Series. We saw them do that, but this is definitely not their year. So maybe take a little bit of AB's approach if you wanted to and take a couple stabs at, you know, Mets and Phillies. You know, Phillies probably have more value than anyone right now on these numbers. But if you're just looking, you know, strictly for who is going to win this division, I would take the Braves.
So here's the deal real quick, what A-Mags is saying. If you, and I think I have this right, if you bet the Braves, let's say you bet $300, right, and they don't. If you only bet $100 on the Phillies, you're going to win $380. So there's a way that if you get really creative, you can win not a ton of profit, but a little bit of profit. You know what I mean? If you choose to do that. I like to have the big payout. I like to see it all happen. Maddie, who do you like in this division?
Yeah, I've got the Braves here. It could be Braves or Mets. I don't think the Phillies are going to win the division, but it goes to a bigger point I want to make on this division is there might be more value if you're looking at maybe if you like the Mets a lot or if you like the Phillies a lot, if you're looking at a National League champion ticket or World Series champion ticket, because much like the Phillies last year when they won 87 games and got to the World Series, they're top heavy in the rotation. with Nola and Wheeler, and let's say Ranger Suarez, when he comes back, he has a forearm injury right now. Their bullpen might be a little in flux at the start of the year as they try to work in Gregory Soto and Craig Kimbrell if he's not cooked. They're trying to see what they have there. Bryce Harper's obviously hurt to start the year. They lost Reese Hoskins. They'll probably try to figure something out there. Maybe it's Derek Hall. Maybe they have to go out and get somebody in front of the trade deadline. But by the same token, the Mets, again, Max Scherzer getting up there in age. Justin Verlander over 40. They have to figure out the bullpen with Edwin Diaz being hurt. They might make acquisitions at the trade deadline. I think this division finishes far stronger than it starts. I like the Braves to win the division, but all three of these teams are decent bets to come out of the National League.
All right, very good. So if there are three decent bets, then AB, I'm quite certain you're going with the Mets, right?
Oh, yeah, of course not. Now, look, I'll say this. The Mets and Braves both finished with 101 wins last year, right? These teams are going to be good. I'm going with the Braves here. You know, for everything that both of these guys just laid out, I think that the Braves are deeper. Now, it's going to be weird seeing Atlanta without Dansby Swanson. That's going to be odd, right? But, I mean, this team is loaded. A-Max was correct about Max Fried. Remember, he was a runner-up for the Cy Young last year. I mean, this kid is a stud on the mound. And as Snyder was saying earlier, we were talking about divisions with the new scheduling in Major League Baseball. This is a good one for these teams to play outside of it because the division is brutal, right? Like going against each other, having to beat each other up. Now they get to go beat up on other guys and not suffer as many losses. So as Snyder was saying, if you know, kind of like the Mets or the Phillies or whatever, like not only looking at World Series and, you know, division, things like that, look at win totals, right? Like the Mets might not win the division, but they might win 100 games and the Braves win 101, right? Like, I mean, they might smash over it. So take a look there. This division is going to benefit from the new scheduling.
And right now, there's a lot of articles up at Sportsline. We've got guys that are doing the over-unders. You can get everything that you need if you want to get creative on the higher odds, like AB said, if you're a Sportsline member. And guess what? I'm going to do you a solid right here, right now. Use the promo code EARLY, and I'll give you 30 days for free. You can try all my cappers. You can try all my simulations. Everybody. And guess what? Very, very soon, A-Mags will be on Sportsline as well, posting his picks in the next few weeks. He didn't even know that. Breaking hot. You can get him there. After that, you're playing with house money.
Hey, I like the coach just gave you way more work. Like, here you go, buddy.
I'll take it. But this is I am immersed in this stuff all year, so I'll take
it. There you go. Just like prop stars, he wants all the smoke. By the way, Mr. Buck, I think you had your question answered there. He said, would it just be better to take the Braves World Series odds? But the guy's talking about all that, so that really answered your question. All right, we got to keep moving because this show doesn't stop. Let's go to the National League Central. And it's pretty good that my guys are in different locations because we have some disagreement. St. Louis, they are your betting favorite at minus 130. The Brewers, plus 170. There you see the Cubs. That's where Dansby Swanson is now. And wasn't it nice to hear a player not talk about money as the motivating factor for going to a team? It was all about his family and growing up and going to the games. I did get it right. It is the Cubs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, and you know what? Dansby smoking like a nice young Vanderbilt man right there. Well done, sir.
Oh, my God. You and Vanderbilt. Stop. All right. So we'll start with you, AB, since you feel so good about this. No. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to start with A-Max. A-Max, who do you like in this division?
All right. Well, I know that the Cardinals are minus 130, but I'm taking the Brewers. I wanted to give some bets here that, you know, it's less about who I think is just going to win the division, more about the value. And there's two pieces I really want to talk about with the Brewers real quick. First off is Freddie Peralta. If he can get back to his healthy form, then this pitching rotation looks a heck of a lot different than it did last year. And secondly, it's Devin Williams at the back of the bullpen. If he can pick up where Josh Hader left off, you know, obviously we saw him in the WBC and we saw him last year. He's a great talent. And if he can be locking down games for this team at the end of the game there, I definitely think they have a way better shot to win the division than if he was struggling or if Peralta was, you know, not as healthy. So I went with the Brewers plus 170. I think it's just better value. And the Cardinals, man, when you look at that pitching rotation, as a guy that watched Jordan Montgomery for many years, I do not like the way that rotation looks. So I will fade the Cardinals. I'll take the plus 170 here.
Did you already talk about your little bonus nugget for the Reds? I had somebody in my ear. Did you talk about that?
I didn't throw it in there. So I posted that on Twitter. I think it was last week. Over 65 and a half wins for the Reds. This is just one that I think it's a tick too low. A bunch of guys on their team last year were injured, and when they actually came back and were playing, were pretty productive. You've added some major league talent in there. I like Alexis Diaz at the back of the bullpen. I know we talked about him on the WBC show. So there's actually more to like about this Reds team than at first meets the eye. And look out for Hunter Green and Nick Lodolo. I mean, these two young arms, just if you want to be a baseball fan and watch some good ball, I mean, they're just fun pitchers to watch. Green could be up there in the Cy Young voting this year. So I like them at least over 65 and a half.
We're allowed to watch baseball just to watch it and enjoy the game. Stop. There's got to be something more.
Yeah, they're electric. You got to take a look at them.
They were in an over team last year, too. I bet them a lot on the overs at the end of the year because they were just – I thought they were raking for a little
while. Their ballpark, too. A ton of runs in that ballpark.
It's 100%. It's a bandbox. So, Amax loves the Brewers. He likes the Reds over for their win total. So, let me come to you, Matty, because I know you agree with Amax, but yeah. I like another play even more. So, please, just explain everything you got going in this division.
I'm on the Cardinals under. It goes back to what I was talking about on the schedule. I hate to beat a dead horse, but you know what? It matters. It applies here. The Cardinals were 38-19 against the Cubs, Reds, and Pirates last year. First off, they only get those three teams 13 times each this year. Secondly, I think all three of those teams are better, even if it's just a little bit better in the Pirates case. But I agree with AMAGS on the Reds over there. Remember, they started 3-22 last year. I don't think they're going to be that bad again to start the year. They weren't even terrible the rest of the year. They were just like a run of the mill, not very good team after that. They'll probably be more of the same there. I'm on the Brewers to win the division. They've got three aces there. Freddy Peralta throws like he's capable, as AMAGS said, not that good of an offense. Cardinals have a great offense, I think, potentially. But I don't like the pitching at all. And it's something that AB and I got into a little bit last night on HQ when I just pointed out that one of the calling cards for the Cardinals has been for years run prevention. Even when they've had sluggers like Albert Pujols in his prime and a lot of others recently inducted Hall of Famer Scott Rolen along with Pujols, one of their calling cards has always been run prevention, defense and pitching. The leader of that was Yadier Molina, one of the greatest game managers in the history of baseball, the best there's ever been at working with the staff, in the opinion of many baseball evaluators. He's gone. In is Wilson Contreras, who's a bat-first catcher. He has a great arm, but one of the big negatives for his game for years has been he doesn't work that well with pitching staffs. He had problems with adapting to the mound visits rule, for example, because he had to go out to the mound and get on the same page with pitchers so much. It's a whole new staff here. Adam Wainwright's over 40. Jack Flaherty's hurt all the time. Miles Mikolas is about 35 years old. I think they're going to have problems in the run prevention department, and that's just not Cardinals baseball. So I'm on the under on the Cardinals.
Yeah. Well, you said this. You said we kind of got into it on HQ last. It got so hot that I got an email, true story, from the bosses this morning, and it reads like this. Coach, we know you're doing your MLB Futures episode later today. We know Matt Snyder and AB are both on the show. Last night, a little issue. You may have to take one off today.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I can't make it up.
Yeah, we didn't yell at each other or anything.
All right, AB.
Bring it on.
Defend yourself.
So here's the thing. So, yeah, last night, CBS Sports HQ, we were talking about win totals, all right? And my favorite was the Cardinals, over 89.5 wins. Snyder's favorite was the Cardinals under 89.5 wins. And let me say, last night, after listening to Snyder, I have changed my decision. I never do that. And that's how good this man's argument was. Because what he capped off with that with at the end with Yadier Molina, yeah, like that's a big deal. Now, they signed Wilson Contreras, right? Good catcher. He ain't Yachty, right? And especially not there. So here's the thing. I'm going to stick with the Cardinals pick for consistency. But Snyder drilled it, dude. Like, he absolutely drilled it. And here's your nugget for you, too. We're talking about, opening day. as he was talking about with Miles Mikolas, the opening day starter for the St. Louis Cardinals. All right, so they're, again, we mentioned it, they're playing against the Toronto Blue Jays. In one start last year, Mikolas against the Blue Jays, 6 innings pitched, smashed up, 4-plus ERA. The Blue Jays got all over him. Yeah, just pay attention to that tomorrow.
I can't tell you how disappointed the chat is right now.
I know.
Look, I feel like I should be flexing right now or something.
See, and look, that's the thing, too. Like, that's the thing, too, is that he's such a gentleman, right? But his, I'm telling you, his art, he nailed it.
What is wrong with you right now?
I know.
I thought we were going to have our very first future showdown. Now, we'd have a season-long bet between the two of you. But no. No, dude. Even Big Teasy, Big Eyes, he says, wow, AB, you've Snyder. Never backtracked before.
Ever. I've never done that once. But, dude, Snyder, he nailed it.
All right. We've got to keep it moving because I last way too long on that one, and that's my fault. So we got to speed it up. We got one more division, then league winners, and then our World Series champion. So, boys, this is kind of like a, like, what do we call this, the fast track. So here's the West. The Dodgers, clearly the favorite, minus 125. They seem to be every single year. They just reload. The Padres, 60 miles south of where I'm sitting right now. I'm in the middle of all these great teams. I love living out here. Then you got the Giants. Then you got the Diamondbacks. And then you got the Colorado Rockies. A lot of over 14s coming your way this year out of Denver. So, AMAX, 25 seconds or less. Who do you like in this division?
I'll take the Padres to win the division. I just can't bet minus 125, minus 130 on the Dodgers. I think the improvements, Xander Bogaerts, you're going to get some of the pitchers back that were injured. So I just give me the Padres at the plus money. I'd rather ride them than with the Dodgers. And quick nugget, I did throw in D-backs to make the playoffs at a plus 140 little dart throw. Just a lot of young guys on their team. I think them with Zach Gallen at the top of the rotation could make some noise.
Oh, wow. Right now, what's their seven? How many teams make the playoffs now? I know they've added some. So a lot of things have changed now. You sure it's not plus 450? Or is it you say plus 140?
I said plus 450. My bad. I might have said that wrong. Yeah, plus 450 on them to just to make the playoffs. Yeah, there's expanded format. You're right. Yep.
All right. Maddie, who do you like here?
Padres. I'm looking, they could have three guys finish in the top five of MVP voting in Juan Soto, Manny Machado, and Fernando Tatis Jr., who's only going to miss about 2 or 3 weeks. And I didn't even mention Xander Bogaerts or Jake Cronenworth or their pitching staff or Josh Hader closing at the end of the games. They fixed him toward the end of the year. They're loaded. I think they're the best team in the National League, actually.
Where's the money coming from? That's what I want to know. Where is all this money coming from? Manny Machado opts out of a deal. A 10-year deal and signs a new 10-year deal. I don't get it. 10-year deals are awful for any player. I just don't get it. AB, talk to me.
Coach, I just signed up for 9 new credit cards to put them all down on the Los Angeles Dodgers to do this. They've won 100-plus games in 4 of the last 5 full seasons. Last year, I don't know if this is good. They led MLB in runs per game and also led in the fewest runs given up per game. They're the best team in baseball. They'll go against the Astros, like the Dodgers, all day long. Hand them to me. I'll take a 10th credit card.
AMAX, very quickly, chat question. D-backs over 74.5 wins. It's juicy, though, minus 165. Is it worth the squeeze?
So I'd rather just see him move the line at that point and take it at plus money. If you want just are they going to get over that win total, I would definitely take the yes.
Okay. Very, very good. Very, very good. All right. Gentlemen, we only have a couple things left to do, and we're going to get the hell out of Dodge because I got another show starting in 20 minutes. Early Edge in 5. It's an award-winning show. We do it every single day at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Feel free to join us there. So I need league winners. I need league winners. So we're going to do both at the same time. AMAX, I'm going to start with you. Give me American League. Give me the National League. There are the odds because Snake is the best producer in the business. Who do you like in both divisions, please? Or both leagues, please?
Man, as much as it pains me to say this with this hat on right now, I did go with the Astros in the AL to win the I just think they're deeper than any team out there. And then I went with the Braves on the other side. I do think there are some shots you could try to take on the AL with the Mariners and Blue Jays, bigger odds than the Astros. But on the other side, it's definitely just the Braves for me there.
All right, Maddie, talk to me.
Yeah, AL side, Astros. I hate making the pick just because it's boring. You know, we've seen them in the World Series, what, 2017, 19, 21, 22. You get tired of picking the same teams, but they are ultimately the best team. They might even start slow, but they're going to be stellar by the end of the year. A long, long, long shot if you want it, Rangers. If they somehow get to the playoffs with Jacob DeGrom and John Gray and Andrew Haney and Nate Eovaldi, maybe they'll make a trade in front of the deadline for more offensive help along with Corey Seager and Marcus Semien. The Rangers could be like a Phillies type team to make a run there. I don't think they will, but if you wanted a long shot on the NL side, I already just talked about how great they are and it's a Padres. I'm all in on the Padres this year.
Matty, you know, the one place where they never look at a pick and say, oh, that's boring. Do you know what that place is?
When you get money back. When
damn right. It's the pay window.
That's why I picked them. It's the
pay. Oh, it's never boring there. All right, absolutely. AP, who do you like?
Look, if you want to be a team that's standing last, you have to mash. Give me the Dodgers. Give me the Blue Jays. Simple. They're putting up runs. Let's go.
Oh, that's a hell of a take. A five-second take from AP getting us back on time. All right, so we've arrived at the most important segment of the entire show because right now I have on good authority that Mattress Mac is watching this show live. Because he's already sitting on his ticket. He's already put it on the Astros. I don't know how many millions, but it's a lot. So the Astros are your World Series favorites. The Yankees are your second betting favorites. But yet none of the three of you have even spit the Yankees' name in the last 30 minutes. So, A-Mags, we'll start with you. Who is winning the World Series?
Yeah, so I went with the Atlanta Braves, and this is really more of looking at the numbers and the value. I can't get behind betting plus 400 6 months in advance for somebody to go all the way and win it. And as much as I love the Yankees and I would love to see them do it, there's some injuries they have to take care of before, you know, I would even put money down on them to win their division or the AL and, you know, so on. The Braves, really, for me, they're much deeper. I think that their pitching could take a step forward. I would love to see Mike Soroka healthy this year. And I just think that their bats are definitely, not only getting healthy, but much deeper than a lot of the other teams out there. So give me the Braves. And yeah, it pains me to say the Yankees won't be there, man.
I just got a tweet. The Yankees organization, they actually follow me on Twitter. True story. And they just sent me a tweet and said, A-Mags, dead to us.
I'll see him on Saturday, so I'll have to have a conversation.
I can't make it up. It's crazy how many people are watching this show live. It really is. All right, Maddie, give me one team, one name. Who do you like?
Padres. I know it's a shock because I haven't really said that many good things about them in the show up until this point. But, yeah, Padres. One thing I want to – on the Yankees there, you never would have thought this, at least when I was growing up, that the Yankees have a nemesis that they just can't topple. It's the Astros. It feels like they have to beat the Astros, kind of the way the Red Sox had to topple the Yankees. Never would have thought that 20 years ago that the Yankees would have somebody that they just couldn't get by, right?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It really, really is. What was bizarre is a couple of years ago, I felt kind of weird because two of my best, well, I should say best friends, but two of my analysts that I loved working with the most that I would sit around and eat with are now the managers of the Yankees and the Red Sox. And it's so bananas. And Terry Francona, loved working with him. He's in Cleveland now. I feel like you come to ESPN, you show up smart, you get really good jobs. Except for me. I'm stuck doing this show.
Slumming it with us.
Yeah, look where my career has gone. Yeah. All right, AP, bring us home. Who do you like?
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know anything about ESPN, never worked there, but I do know about going in a mattress store. And you look at a mattress, you know that tag that comes on it that's absolutely worthless that you take, rip off, and throw away? That's what Matt can do with that Astros ticket. Throw that piece away. The Dodgers are taking this thing, and you're giving me plus 800? I'm going to get 8 units off betting the Dodgers? Who have won 100 plus games for 100 years straight? Yeah, man. Give me LA.
I would say that I don't like having a plus 800 ticket in my queue, but I just cashed plus 800 on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And it didn't hurt me that much to have it sit there for, 3 or 4 months. I just don't know which one of you three I'm going to tail. I've got three different teams to tail here. All right.
Take the one that just convinced the other guy to change his argument.
He's got a point.
Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. How does the recap screen look? It is full.
Coach, you've done the heavy lifting. Tell you what, let me handle this for you. All right, Matt Snyder is on the Blue Jays to win the division plus 185. The Guardians to win the division plus 125. The Astros minus 200. Braves plus 100. Brewers plus 170. He's on the Cardinals under 89 wins at minus 115. And the Padres to win the NL West at plus 110. He's also on the Astros plus 250 to win the American League and the Padres plus 480 to win the National League. And his World Series winner pick, the Padres at plus 1,000. AMAX is on the Blue Jays to win the division plus 185. Also, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to lead the major leagues in home runs this year at plus 1,000. Twins win the division plus 220. Astros win the division minus 200. Braves win the division plus 100. Brewers win the division plus 170. Reds over 66.5 wins at minus 110. Padres win the division plus 110. Diamondbacks to make the playoffs plus 450. The Astros to win the American League plus 250. The Braves to win the National League at plus 400. And its World Series winner is the Braves at plus 850. I am on the Blue Jays plus 185. Guardians plus 125. Astros minus 200, Braves plus 100, Cardinals minus 130 to win the division, Dodgers minus 125 to win the division. League winners, I'm taking the Blue Jays plus 650 to win the American League, the Dodgers plus 400 to win the National League, and my World Series winner, AB himself, going with the Dodgers plus 800. Coach, back to you, buddy.
Trying to make sure we got to everything, and I believe that we did. Also, thank you to all of you who found us. Special time, special show. But yet you guys show up just like you always do, so thank you so very much for giving us that time. It means the world. Don't forget, those of you watching live right now in 15 minutes, our next show, Early Edge in 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. You can tune in there to watch me roast EC yet again, because that's what I love to do. But with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these baseball future tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lumbo, AMAX, Maddie, our five-tool player, just like on the diamond, AB and the snake, always behind the scenes doing the hard work. Turn on your notifications. If you're not a SportsLine member, become one. We are growing in leaps and bounds, and we want all of you to be a part of it. Remember what I always say. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
There's a very bright, shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent a personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.